This is The Current with Roxanne Wilder.
Many of us are inspired to be more generous during the holidays, and nationally, we spend a day thinking about it. National Day of Giving takes place the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. I've got some wonderful guests here today to give us some inspiration, some ideas, unique ways to give, and what an impact it makes. Mary Jane Rickles is co-founder of the Live Well team of Tampa Bay. Jonathan Goodman is director of development for Champions for Children, and Rhonda Smith is with Tampa Bay's Veterans Alliance. Mary Jane, Jonathan, Rhonda, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you.
So I want to go around the room and just introduce each of you to our listeners and let them all know. We'd let our listeners know a little bit about National Giving Day and what your role is in National Giving Day. So Mary Jane, we'll start with you. You're a local real estate agent and you're looking to find ways where how you can give back on this very special day.
Absolutely. We're kind of here as an example of how a business can give back on a consistent level, actually. What we do, we're kind of the Amazon Smile of real estate. So what happens is when you buy or sell a home and we close on that home, our real estate team, members of our real estate team, give back 5% to a charity that you choose as a client, as long as it's local. And we are very familiar with it. We're happy to do it. And it's an exciting time for the charity and for the client. And it just makes the whole thing more exciting and worthwhile.
Knock on wood, it's a good real estate market. So we like to see there's a lot of giving going along with all of this.
That's right.
Jonathan, you are with Champions for Children. Tell us about your organization.
Sure. So Champions for Children is a non-for-profit organization that's been in Tampa Bay for about 40 years, since 1977. And we are a child abuse prevention organization. Mm-hmm. So we work with about 40,000 parents, caregivers, and children in the Tampa Bay area every year to prevent child abuse and neglect through family education programming.
With that family education programming, how do you find individuals who will take part in that?
Sure. So one of the things that is really special about Champions for Children is we will work with any family and any child. There are people who are at risk for child abuse and neglect all over the map, all different kinds of people from all walks of life. So depending on the specific strategy that we are using or the specific program that we have, sometimes people come to us by word of mouth. We are also embedded, for example, at one of our programs at USF Pediatric Hospital so that we can get families in right when their kids are born. We are in the Children's Board Family Resource Centers all around Hillsborough County and any other number of ways.
Right. And so this is such important education for families to get. What have been some of the success stories, some of the ways that your organization has helped?
Oh, there are many, many, many. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can be concise about any of them.
That's a very broad question. So
I'll just give you
wherever
one,
your mind goes.
One
yes.
example that is always on my mind that I really like that was very recent is we are embedded at DACO Behavioral Health, which is a substance abuse facility in treatment facility mm-hmm. in Hillsborough County. And we had a mother who came in there after deciding it was time to try to get clean and wanted to rebuild her relationship with her kids. And our staff who are embedded there worked with her to kind of dig into your own past and how were you parented? What drives you in your parenting? What challenges are you having with your kids? And we're able to kind of help her reconnect with her four children. And the way she tells it, and she tells it very beautifully, is that, you know, we ask her what's different at the end. She said, well, I think my kids feel safe and secure and they know their mom isn't going anywhere. And that's so important for mm-hmm. children to feel like they have security in their relationships and for parents to feel like their bond with their children is strong. It is really one of the number one ways that we make sure that parent-child relationship not only doesn't break down, but is really strong. And that mm-hmm. not only prevents child abuse and neglect, but it really sets families up for actual success. We're not just trying to stop tragedy. We're trying to make sure that families have the opportunity so that their kids can be thriving and successful.
Of course.
One of the reasons why I started volunteering with Champions for Children was the puppet show that they do for the kids. What is it called, Jonathan?
Kids on the Block.
Kids on the Block, which is where one of our donations actually went towards one of the times that we closed on a home. The Kids on the Block series is phenomenal. They're in, I think, almost every elementary school in Hillsborough County right now, at a certain age group, where the puppets, which are very large mm-hmm. and very animated, mm-hmm. are basically talking about, you know, the different types of abuse mm-hmm. to children. And sometimes children after the puppet show can go to their teacher or their counselor in confidence and say, right. you know, give them a heads up that it's not okay. Mm-hmm. And we learned that 1 in 10 children, regardless of their background, is abused mm-hmm. in some way.
I know.
And then they can do something about it. So it's a very powerful program.
So, Mary Jane, that really illustrates a good example of how you're getting these families and kids to communicate and to identify potential problems. So we also want to find out from Rhonda about the nonprofit you're affiliated with.
Well, it's really nice that LiveWell Tampa Bay decided to choose us as one of their charities. And as a charity, it was a great surprise and a wonderful windfall for us. The people who created the Tampa Bay Veterans Alliance Park, which is adjacent to Crestlake Park in Clearwater. Mm-hmm. You've probably seen it. It looks a lot like the Vietnam Veterans
right.
Wall. But one of the other parts of that is that we give direct scholarships and direct assistance to surviving veterans' families. So when they were able to give us this amount of money, that just spread all over, you know, the entire community. We were able to give scholarships. We were able to help out people who possibly are about to lose their home or need immediate assistance. So to have that and to have somebody like that in the community is so wonderful. These resources are really great. She's been able to identify a lot of great charities that are doing boots on the ground work. And in fact, if you go on her website, you'll be able to see some of those charities. And that's really what this whole National Day of Giving is about, is being able to look at our community and be able to affect change right here, right around us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's, I want to hear from you too, Jonathan, just how important something like National Giving Day is for your organization.
Absolutely. National Giving Day, and on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, I will also often be called Giving Tuesday. You'll see that hashtag mm-hmm. all over the place, following right up on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. It is a National Day of Giving, and there is a focus on nationally giving to local organizations, and we are local. We've been serving Tampa Bay for 40 years. But what I personally love about it is the fact that it's not just a moment to give a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're active in the world of charities, you can give a gift any day of the year. What's different about this is it's really an opportunity to discover a new charity, to let someone know about your favorite charity, to harness the power of social media, to make a gift publicly and then bring other people in. And it's an opportunity to just think about how you can do something a little bit extra.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we love hearing creative stories like LiveWell Tampa Bay's from local businesses. You can volunteer, you can reach out to a new organization, and you can really just be an ambassador for the cause that you care about. That's what I love most about it. It's not just a check that comes in. It's a day when all of our supporters and all the people in the community whose lives Champions for Children touches mm-hmm. and other organizations touch can really say, this is what this means to me. This is what this means to our community in Tampa Bay, and here's how I can help, here's how you can help.
I love that, Jonathan. So you're really encouraging people. We want to say to our listeners, you know, it's a great day to offer check, make a donation, do what you can do, but at the same time, tell a story.
Yeah.
Explain on social media or, you know, wherever you can, whatever platform you can, why it's important for you to give back to this particular charity and why it means to you. So I love that.
Yeah,
that public profile is really this whole other type of critical currency
mm-hmm.
for nonprofits like us. You know, we're all busy turning the gears and doing our day-to-day work every day of the year, working with families. And this is a day where everyone out in the community can help us tell our story in a way that we, frankly, don't have the opportunity to do every day. We try, but it's a busy world
right.
out there, and there's a lot of noise, and it's just great to have this Giving Tuesday where that's the focus. That's what we're talking about.
And it's also, Roxanne, an interesting time for you to reflect on different ways of giving. It doesn't necessarily have to come out of your pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan and I were talking about this before, where sometimes companies that you work with provide money to charity and they match what you give, or they allow you to designate a certain amount and it's on their behalf, or it's looking for companies that actually do give. There's a lot of companies out there that practice what's called conscious capitalism.
There are some books written about it.
And it's being conscious about, let's just say, they compete to do good in the world. Okay. They get up in the morning and they go to work and they're doing the type of work that they're doing for a reason, and it's to make the world a better place. And they consistently give back to organizations that support the environment, that support social needs, like what Jonathan has and what Rhonda has going right now. And so it's just a new way of practicing business that we hope that more businesses will get into alignment with. In fact, our company, the LiveWell team of Tampa Bay, which is practicing real estate, we look for partners that actually want to practice the same thing. So what's neat is that since we've started, there's been this domino effect.
You're attracting people who want to give back like you do.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. The banks want to do it that we work with sometimes, the loan officers, the title company is starting to do it, the inspection, the person that handles the inspections doing it. And now we've got a pot that is larger for charity as a result of all these other partners that want to be a part of that. So it's been fascinating to see.
If I may, Mary Jane just reminded me of something. She's really good at doing that. that she mentioned company matches, and that set off a couple of alarm bells in my head. If people are listening and they want to know what they can do.
Right.
For Giving Tuesday, you might think, I don't have a ton of time, but I want to do a little something more than I would do the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. There's two things I would recommend. One, if you can give even a small gift, $25, $50 to Champions for Children or another organization of your choice, talk to your company and find out if they match. A lot of them do, especially if you're at a larger firm. And then second, you might have seen your friends and family doing fundraisers on Facebook for their birthday or some other occasion. You can do that for Giving Tuesday, and it's really effective. You can use Facebook. That's probably the easiest way to do it. Or there's some other websites. There's CrowdRise, Mighty Cause. This is what we call peer-to-peer fundraising. And this is where you throw in your own gift and you say, hey, I'm supporting this organization. And what would mean a lot to me on this special occasion is if you do so as well. Those are the two things I would say that come to mind most for this occasion. Company match, ask your HR person.
Right.
That's probably the best person to ask. And then go ahead and start a peer-to-peer fundraiser. You can, for us, if you want to go on our page and you can't figure out how to do it, I will personally help you. we're Champions for Children Tampa Bay on Facebook. And for the company match, you would probably just speak to your HR person.
I love it. Well, Mary Jane, Jonathan, Rhonda, you've given us such great tangible ideas of ways that we can help on National Giving Day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And to find out more about these nonprofit organizations, you can visit livewelltampabay.net and tampabayveteransalliance.org. More to come on The Current. We'll be right back.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people...